survivalpunk.com.
And this is Couch Potato Mike from that wide, wonderful world of web out there where YouTube lives, and also on my own website, couchpotatomike.com. And I'm also part of survivalpunk.com, but not really, because I barely even show up for the podcast.
Couch Potato Mike has more viruses than, like, a Filipino hooker at this point. It almost got my sight set down. And we have two guest stars.
CouchPotatoMike.com, not Couch Potato Mike.
Yes, Couch Potato Mike does. And we have guest stars this week. Introduce yourselves, ladies.
You introduce me.
Okay, to my right is, everybody knows this fine lady, producer Mike's wife.
Hi.
And to my right, I have Serenity Moonbeam.
Hi.
Serenity Jean Moonbeam.
No.
Yeah.
Yep, Serenity Jean Moonbeam.
Serenity Hermione Moonbeam.
The third.
It's always the third, and it's always the left nut. Certain things have to go that way. So this week, we're going to talk about female prepping needs. So I thought it would be appropriate to bring in the ladies this week. It's sort of coincidental that I decided to do a female prepping episode after my anti-feminism episode last week.
It's not coincidental at all. He's trying to save ass.
No, I don't.
Trying to save ass.
My ass doesn't need to be saved. Yeah. So, yeah, it was just like, I haven't covered that ever.
Oh.
So, we will.
I have
Serenity has
to
an
say.
Amendment to make.
Mike, yes. Derek Jeter is a baseball player.
Last episode, Mike was like...
Is that him on your shirt?
No.
He's holding a baseball bat.
He's like, I think Derek Jeter is a NASCAR driver.
I've been holding that in for like four days.
I think there is a NASCAR driver named Jeter. There's a NASCAR driver named Jeter.
You're
It's probably like Skeeter Mac and Cheese. That's probably his name. He's from like North Carolina, and his cousin was his uncle.
Oh my Jesus.
Yeah. So yeah. Do you have any updates? Oh yeah, so... Let me cover it real quick. We have a phone number. If you want to bitch me out because I said feminists are evil, or any of the other things, or if you have a question, especially if you have a question, there is a phone number that you can call. Said phone number is it even on the board? Can you look? Can you see it?
No.
I want to say it.
Shit.
Can I say it?
Say it.
615-657-9104.
Say it again.
615-657-9104.
Yes. And now, if you call that, it will indeed say, this is James from survivalpunk.com. Thanks for calling.
Actually,
your
cell phone said that yesterday when I tried to call it.
Yeah. Whatever.
I think it said that when I tried to call you.
Yeah.
People are going to
I don't know if
me.
I can separate the voicemail, so if you call my personal cell phone, leave a call for the show. Or if you call the question line, leave a call for the show. So yeah, this week we're talking about female prepping needs and concerns. And a lot of this tends to be on medical things for like the post-apocalyptic world. The PAW.
The PAW.
It's one of the many worlds. Like, there's all sorts of funny acronyms. Like, us preppers, we fucking love acronyms. PAW, the post-apocalyptic world. WROL. World without rule of law.
SHTF.
Shit hit the fan. Teotihuacan.
What?
Mike?
Teotihuacan?
Teotihuacan.
Did you say Tijuana Saki?
The end of the world as we know it. Teotihuacan.
Sing it, Mike. It's the...
Yeah, we fucking love acronyms.
Okay.
Bug out bags. Bug out vehicles. Bug out Altoid kits. Boats.
God.
Yeah.
Bobs, and boats.
Yeah, get home bags.
You're getting carried away. That's not why we're here.
All of these acronyms. So this week we're talking about female prepping.
Deleted!
Yeah. We're talking about female prepping. I will link to several things. And I read this forum post years ago on the Zombie Squad forums. It was female health issues in the PAW. It is a treasure trove. I recommend you go through it, all like 40 pages of it. Lots of links, lots of stuff. I pulled some of the stuff from it, and I'll just give you... You just go and check out the rest of it yourself. So, what's the first topic to talk about?
Oh, the first thing we're talking about is female prepping.
What's the first topic?
Oh, include women.
Yeah. So, if you're a hardcore prepper, and your wife
Why,
is not...
you lazy crap for crap!
Then... you need to include them. Like, if you have a generator, and you have a chainsaw, and you have all this equipment, and your wife or girlfriend or significant other doesn't have any idea how to work any of this shit, and you break your arm and this shit hit the fan, and you'll be like, oh, honey, the power's out. Go hook up the generator. She's going to look at you like you're fucking crazy and be like, I don't know how to do that. You need to show them how to do these things. And I even like making instruction lists, like, really easy with, like, pictures and stuff. Like, a fucking, like, take a picture of yourself plugging in the cord where it goes. And then just put those on a sheet of paper and be like, oh, plug goes here, plug goes here, plug goes here. The easier you can make it. Not just for your wife or significant other, but, like,
we
your kids, your family.
Picture instructions. We're not children.
Women love... If anything can be proven, women love pictures by the virility of Pinterest. That's a nothing but a picture of Instagram.
Pinterest. I hate it, too.
Baby, you're a weirdo.
I don't even have it, because I don't like it.
But most women do like it. So, yeah, just teach them, write instructions, because if you can't do it and they don't know how, you failed to prep in this situation.
Weird booty.
Yeah, Mike got a soundboard and he's just having the best time ever.
Yeah.
You can't see his face.
Yeah. So definitely include them and show them how to use all this stuff. And make it simple.
You still have lots of stuff to teach me.
I do. Mm-hmm. We're going to, I think, shoot the AR-15 after this episode. Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew.
I'm going to wear a cute dress like Nikki does when she shoots.
It will not be like one of those bad videos where it's like, when boyfriends fail to teach their girlfriends how to shoot, and you see like the rifle just break their nose. It's like...
or I kill you like that YouTuber people that I told you about. They kill...
oh, yeah.
She accidentally killed her baby daddy.
Yeah, where they were trying to do something stupid like...
I think this
book can stop a bullet. Yeah, you're being stupid. Next up, personal hygiene.
There's just this square of TP that says dog nut on it.
That fits.
I think
perfectly.
You're going to have to take away his phone.
I like it. It's funny.
So personal hygiene. I've seen this come up more where women care about this so much more than, like, men were like, oh, well, you know, we'll just wipe our noses on our sleeves and go about business. Women were like, I need to be clean and I need to be shaved and my hair needs to be washed. Like,
Andrea's shaking her head. She doesn't care. I still want to feel like a girl. I want to wear a dress. I want to be clean. I don't want my stuff to be stinky.
You can run in a dress, but when the shit hits the fan, who's going to care?
You're still going to be yourself, though.
I'm going to be on the hunt. I'm not going to be one to look prissy.
You can be cute on the hunt.
Most women want to be clean and smelling good. They want their armpits, their legs shaven. They want to have clean hair. They don't want to be stinky. And I think, a couple weeks ago where I talked about the Q&A things, I talked about some of the homemade and sort of long-term shit hit the fan things for personal hygiene.
Personal hygiene is so important to women that on the second season of The Colony, this one woman used everybody's drinking water to do her hair with.
That was dumb, but yeah.
Okay, I'm not that bad. Yeah. I like to be clean.
She was spilling that shit all over the ground. They had a limited supply.
I don't need a dress, but I do want to be clean. I don't want to be gross.
I mean, I want to be clean, but like, I don't care if I smell like roses.
And I don't shave my legs because we're in society, and I feel like I need to do it for a man. I like the way it feels.
Yeah.
It makes me feel good.
Well, it's protection, really.
I was going to say that...
hair on your legs, protection when you're in the wilds.
And being clean is also a good sanitary thing. Like, if you have bad sanitation during a shit of the fan, that's what spreads diseases and stuff. So, a lot of this stuff, the personal hygiene stuff, can be extreme couponed very easily, and you can stockpile on it. I mean, you can, like... I'm sure you guys have seen these shows where people go in there, and they come out with, like, you know, paying 2 cents for, like... five shopping carts full of like shampoo and like soap and deodorant. Like, one of those trips will basically stock you for the shit hit the fan.
What about douche? I know nobody wants to talk about douche, and plus it's controversial, but should you, if you heard that some people say you should use it and some people say you shouldn't use it because it can make you sick in some kind of way. Mm-hmm. But if you're out and you don't have water and you do not want a stinky
vag. Yeah. I don't really know about that, so...
Now rub this swab under your grease trap and bring it back.
There you go. So yeah, I mean, maybe... I'm sure that can be couponed as well, so maybe you want to stock up on those. Or even use a reusable type container and make your own solution. Like, I think that you would be able to make, like, a water and, like, some sort of solution to do it yourself. Like, to make your own. Oh, yeah, so razors. Razors. I mean, you could stock up on razors now. And I think the easiest way to go would be to get the old school style safety razors, which is me and Mike have used those to slice our face meat off before. Mike, interact and get off your phone.
What's a safety razor?
So it's basically like, you know what a straight razor is? I'm not a straight razor, but like the razor blade with a little hole in it. It's basically like a stick. You put that on there. You put the little top on. You screw it down, and it has like. Blades on both sides.
That sounds dangerous.
It's safety razor because it was invented to be safety.
You mean like the Earls used?
Like the Earls used, yeah.
There's nothing safe about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I shaved my face with that thing for like 30 seconds and cut it 17 times.
There's a learning curve to get used to it, but that's what people used to use.
I cut myself with normal razors.
Yeah.
I mean,
stocking up on those is so cheap, though. I mean... Basically, you can buy a pack of, like, 100 razor blades for that for bucks. Like, just super cheap.
My dad used to use one of those old razors with the disposable blades on it.
Yeah.
For years and years, he used that thing.
Yeah, I mean, they're making a comeback now. The guy from Pawn Stars, the owner, the bald guy, he has a brand of those, and he's been pushing those out.
I know you don't watch Rick. The show. I know you don't watch the show, but we watched the show NCIS, and they made a big point of showing the main character, Leroy Jethro Gibbs. He's the head of NCIS.
Leroy Gibbs!
In his house, it's funny because it showed him in his bathroom shaving with a straight razor, and he's got this leather strap like attached to the wall and everything right by the sink.
Yeah, I have that as well.
That's what women need to use for their legs.
A straight razor?
Razors have a huge learning curve.
Amputate myself.
I didn't say shave your cooter with it. I just said your legs.
I don't know how to use a straight razor on your legs.
I'll teach you. I have one. I have a straight razor, and then I have a disposable straight razor where you take basically razor blades, cut them in half, and stick them in there.
Cut them in half?
Yeah.
How do you cut a razor blade in half?
Because, you know, it's flimsy. It has that little middle part that separates them.
Okay.
You just take a pair of scissors and just cut them in half.
Oh, you mean for a double-edged razor where it's on both sides?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You cut them in half, so you only have one part of the blade. So for each blade you get, you actually get two in my straight razor disposable thing.
Oh, that's cool.
And I have a real legit, like, expensive straight razor. It just needs to be sharpened at the moment. Like, you can only strop it for so long before you actually do need to kind of hone it a little bit. But yeah, those I like because they will last forever. There are, like, 1,000-year-old straight razors that, you know, you just clean up a little bit and they would still work.
Seems like eventually they'd wear down.
I mean, if you just barely hone them and then strop them, then they will last, you know, your great-great-grandkids could be using the same razor as you.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah. So I like that. But like I said, there is a big learning curve with a straight razor. Like, you need to practice. You need to start in small spots. Like, when I learned how to shave my face with a straight razor, it was a long time before I was able to shave my entire face. Like, your nose is really, like, your mustache area, it's really hard to get up in there, you know, without just slicing off your entire lip and, you know, being
cat cleft. Prissy.
Yeah, I don't have one. I don't know. You can watch an X video on that.
Yes. Everybody tune into our YouTube channel to watch James shave his prissy with a straight razor.
Come here, Jorn.
Wrong prissy.
Yeah.
Call me a prissy, Dad.
It's
he did your voice.
Yeah, you need to sort of practice and work up to like the whole leg. Like, you do a little strip, and you're here. Like, okay,
screw you guys, I'm going here.
Good kitty. So yeah, straight razors.
What's next?
Next one is a fun peeing standing up.
Yay, biatch.
Yeah. So I asked on the Survival Punks group about this question, and peeing standing up was one of the things. I looked into it a little bit. And there are a lot of legitimate sort of health and safety reasons that you would want to pee standing up. And there are a couple ways.
I've seen people hover.
Yeah. So the number one reason why you want to pee using a pee funnel, you know, or something like that.
Is that one of those things that makes it where a woman can pee standing up a shiwi?
We're going to get one and try it.
You don't have to drop trowel.
I want to see that YouTube video.
You don't have to expose your crotch and your butt. Okay, so Serenity will appreciate this. That's a good thing when it's freezing cold outside. Would you rather just sort of unzip your pants and stick in a shiwi, or would you rather drop your entire pants down to your ankles and squat just right so you don't pee on your leg, which would be cold as hell?
I can see where a lot of women would have problems with a shiwi.
I don't think...
I would totally try it.
Would you want to put something with pee residue back in your purse?
It's not...
I'm sure they're going to have, like, handy wipes or something.
You could just put it in a Ziploc bag.
Or that too, yeah.
And I'm going to have all the hand sanitizer and stuff anyway.
You can remain standing up while peeing.
Could be like all of my preps, just hand sanitizer.
This means you can run off if you need to.
You can pee if you want to. You can leave that bear behind.
Do a sound.
And
I turn my phone off.
Here's another one for women that I'm sure many women would appreciate, not just in the shit hit the fan, but just like everyday life. Women hate porta potties because they're gross as fucking shit. Men don't give a fuck. We can go in there, just unzip, and just spray it a fucking windmill.
And that's why they're gross as shit.
That's why they're gross as shit. With a shiwi or a pee funnel, you don't have to sit on... You don't have to touch anything in there.
Oh, God. I was recently in a damn porta-potty. It had this tiny little... I don't know. There was a hole on it. It was like this half the size of a dime, and some smart-ass had written glory hole around it.
A Fruit Loop glory hole.
This actually says you can remain standing while whizzing.
Yeah.
Whizzing...
Yeah, so I think that, like, okay, so they have, like, permanent ones, like the shiwis, like molded plastic, and they have, like, disposable, like, paper funnel ones, so you could use it and just throw it away. I think that would be great for just throwing your purse or something. Like, if you go in a nasty-ass, like, porta potty and there's, like, shit everywhere, then you just pull out your cup, you pull out your funnel, pee, and then throw it in the porta potty and walk out. You don't touch anything. Like, you can use your foot to nudge the door back open, you know. So, I think that is good. And next. How are we doing on time? Are we rushing through this? 17 minutes in. Maybe we are rushing through a little bit. Menstruation cups. Menstruation.
Yes, menstruation.
Right, she has something to say.
On the pee cup thing, could you cut like a water bottle lid? Like the top of a water bottle off?
You could easily improvise one. Like if you cut like the top of a... Like a Coke bottle off
it
and
has
just...
I believe I've seen them, and I think you could use an oil funnel.
Yeah.
Because it's a funnel, as long as you have a place for the pee spray to go.
Yeah.
I don't know if a water bottle would work, but you could totally, I think, grab an oil funnel.
Yeah. The shiwi ones, they're sort of molded a bit, so that it's like...
Yeah.
It cups up on there. Like, if you cut a Coke bottle off in an emergency, yeah, it would work, but you gotta be careful that you don't,
you
like...
Get
Coke bottles are, like, they're sharp. Oh, yeah. Like, it's like... Yeah. So... But yeah, you could improvise one. It wouldn't be hard.
Okay.
So menstruation. Unless you've had menopause or you have an irregular cycle, or if you have like an IUD or something, which should probably be removed before the apocalypse because they can go bad and cause serious health issues that are not worth worrying about. And we'll talk about the IUDs a little bit later. If you're a female, you're going to have a menstruation. You're going to bleed. That has to be dealt with.
The good times are over!
Yeah. There are a lot of options. I mean, one, like I said, you can coupon and just stockpile in like a century's worth of tampons or pads.
But you got to put all that shit somewhere. If you're in one spot, you're going to have to dispose of that. And you don't want a bunch of bloody pads laying around everywhere.
You can burn them.
Oh. Well... Or you can use cloth pads.
You can.
Or you can use them in your stew for extra protein.
Yeah, so the cloth pads.
Do you have a vomit thing on there?
He should.
Just a recording of James throwing up one day and let that be a sound thing.
Oh, my God.
I've got a video of Mike throwing up somewhere.
This guy smells like pea soup.
Yeah. So, yeah, the cloth pads, it's one option. Like, you can buy these reusable... They're reusable in a lot of cases where you can, like, wash them and reuse them.
They're reusable all the time. That's
yeah.
the point. To save, that help the environment. They're eco-friendly. They can even help your flow. Some, I don't know. I don't even do it anymore, so I don't know. But if you can just do a quick Google search and find out all about those, they can somehow fix your flow if it's fucked up.
There she blows, the cheat. Aim for the blowhole.
Yeah, I like things that you can buy and then keep using. Like,
Like my soundboard.
Like your soundboard that needs to be smashed.
They make a period painting nowadays. And I was watching videos on them the other day, and they're pretty interesting. They have different thickness for different days. And so I think the free flow, which is what it is a healthier solution than stopping it up with tampons and stuff. So shit hits the fan kind of thing.
Tampons can give you toxic shock syndrome, right?
From backing up. I know a lot of hippie
girls.
You
never take the damn thing out.
Yeah. I know a lot of hippie girls that swear by the little cups. And I talked about that like two episodes ago where, you put a cup inside you and it catches the blood and you pour it out.
But
and you
didn't
wash it.
Say you put a cup inside you. You were like, you don't even have to shove it up in there. But you
I don't know how
that
thing works.
You have to fold it down over a little bit and put it up inside. I've read about that too.
And I heard that's like healthy for flow and then no toxic shock backup and
all
that
shit. And you just
shit.
Dump it in the toilet as you go. Wash it at the end of the day.
Get out of here with that shit.
I'm the human wedgie.
Yeah, so reusable cups. Like I said, reusable. I like
does
this.
Does that, it literally says stock up on my doll?
It does say stock up on my doll. Like, cramps and the female pains are an issue with periods. Like, it would be a good idea to stock up on something to deal with that. Or, you could be like Queen Victoria, get prescribed weed.
Wait, so, Queen Victoria, how, they prescribed her weed?
They gave her weed for
they
her
had
menstruation
prescriptions
pains.
Back then?
I guess so. There have been doctors around for a while.
Yes,
so, yeah.
That doesn't mean they had pharmacies.
So yeah, I guess you can stock up on weed if you have bad periods cramps. So yeah.
Period cramps are the worst. I haven't had one in a long time, but...
Speaking of the worst...
They're bad.
What about UTIs?
Those are actually the worst.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. We're looking up for this stuff. Everyone's like, cranberry juice is the best thing for a period. You've told me about your issues that make cranberry juice not that effective.
No, it makes it worse.
Yeah. But, and there's a couple other things I found along here. So,
somebody out there is going to hear me say that, not know why they're going to be like, oh my God, you got to use cranberry juice. That's the number one thing for urinary tract infection.
Serenity Moonbeam has a bladder infection. So it Bladder disease. So while it may help the UTI, it inflames her bladder disease, which would then make the problem even worse. So it's a double whammy.
Put that freaking sandwich down.
What is, and do you have other options for
that? I do. On cranberry juice. So that's a good short-term thing. If it's going to be long-term shit, the fan, like, cranberry juice is only shelf-stable for so long, you get, like, the canned stuff. That'll last for a couple years. You get, like, the Juicy Juice brand or Ocean Spray or whatever. That's going to last for... What, a couple months to a year at the longest?
A couple hours in my house. I love cranberry juice.
Well, I mean, unopened. Like,
don't stay unopened. You're lucky if I don't open that sumbitch in the store.
Yeah, I hate cranberry juice.
Oh, I love cranberry juice.
So yeah, they do make pills. They do make cranberry extract pills.
Azo.
Aren't those just cranberries?
No.
Why don't you just eat cranberries?
For this particular
they're concentrated.
For bladder?
Azo pills.
Azo, yeah.
But I'm sure there's off-brand, too.
There's definitely off-brand.
And then I was like, I bet you can get, like, pure powdered cranberries and to just, like, mix your own juice. Like, and, like, a powdered, like, a freeze-dried cranberry juice would last forever.
Or just draw some cranberries?
Next time, lift that way.
I don't lift that way. I'm right-cheeked.
Oh, my gosh.
Farted on your wife. How appropriate.
So, yeah. A steady dose of calcium or magnesium citrate supplements provides... A great help in bladder infection treatment. An infected urine that remains in the bladder during the night can cause urination in the bladder. Mineral supplements should be taken at bedtime for better effect.
To the bladder. Did you say it can cause urination in the bladder?
I don't know. Irritation, yeah, whatever. So yeah, stocking up on calcium and magnesium citrate could be good. So if you go to the store and you're looking at the supplements... Look at all the magnesium supplements, because most of them are magnesium oxide, because it's cheap, but it's worthless. So if you look at them and it's magnesium oxide, just don't get it. And finding the magnesium citrate can be a bit tougher than, I mean...
But that's the one you should take.
Yeah, magnesium citrate is the preferred, like, you should take that for like sleep and all sorts of other health stuff.
Oh God, I love the way that people used to do it. Back in the day, they used to have magnesium pills. It's basically a pill made of solid magnesium, which is a metal, and you would swallow the pill, and it would give you the shits, and you would shit the pill out, and then you'd wash the pill out and reuse it. There was families that literally passed the pill down through the generations.
No, you're making so you
could
this up.
I am not making this up. Look it up so you could literally take a magnesium pill that your great-grandfather used to use. That had been out his butt and your grandfather's butt and your father's butt.
No.
And it'll eventually come out your son's butt.
What's next?
That's called tradition.
Next is a slightly controversial topic and is not making fun of women. Legitimately,
but
it's true.
This might be one of my most important things.
Chocolate and comfort foods for the shit hit the fan. It
you
is
want
not
chocolate, right? Yeah.
It is not actually
a pail of happy choco pads.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, women need chocolate, like they need to calm, like legitimately, like if you ask all the women, like, would you let me to prep, like if they're freaking out, just give them some fucking chocolate. Like that needs to be, you need to prep some chocolate.
I don't know if you wanna even say it that way. Because it sounds funky. Like, if you can't handle your woman, give her some chocolate, bro.
Well, no, it's not true. That. Like, during these tough situations.
Oh,
like,
God, when it's producer Mike's last time of the month, I don't even go in the bedroom. I just start sliding Dove bars under the fucking door.
He keeps threatening to build me a chocolate castle when it's mine.
Yes, and by the time she eats her way out, her period will be over.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
That's why I had the Dove candy.
Yeah, like,
I know how to take care of my woman's period.
If you read any of the diet books, they're all like, men generally tend to be able to go without cheat days more so than women. Women need more of those comfort foods. And it's a psychologically, it's just the way we're built. Like, we don't have to be the same. The genders aren't the same. Just get some chocolate bars. Like, I'm sure if you go on, like, some of the prepping sites, you can find, okay, so milk chocolate will not last as long as dark chocolate.
Not in my house.
If you need to, my research that
you
I
did, yes,
that's me, my mind.
You told
you're
me
a
that.
Consultant.
Yeah, so
you're a field consultant.
Worst case
milk
scenario,
milk chocolate can last up to a year, and dark chocolate can last up to 2 years. It can last longer. Pure chocolate, it also said it can last up to 2 years.
Cacao.
An airtight container, no moisture.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where, like, you have different levels. Like, you have, like, your short-term emergency chocolate, and then, like, your long-term emergency chocolate. And then, you know, worst-case scenario, if you store powdered milk and you store dark chocolate, you can always make milk chocolate.
Or cocoa powder, like you said, that probably stores for a long time.
Am I the only one that's wanting a fucking cup of Nestle's Quick right now?
Yes.
I want a chocolate Easter bunny. Like, those are so good.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Not chocolate. Kind of, but this morning, for the first time ever, it's cheat day. I had a Zero Bar, because Serenity said you should try one of those, and I'd seen them, but I've never had
Bar.
Delicious. Well, I don't know.
What's the
you
deal
have
with
to,
Zero?
Like, it's got
it's white fudge on the outside,
and some weird nougat
and then
on the
caramel
inside.
And
there is no actual chocolate, normal chocolate on that.
It has nougat, but the nougat is brown and sort of chocolatey.
It's a white can on the outside.
It's white fudge and then like brown nougat. And there's caramel
been out
in it.
Forever. I used to like them when I was little.
Our old buddy Jonathan used to love those things. And I never was curious to eat one. I'm like, whatever. Because I'm not really a big candy bar person.
But
it
do
was
like
delicious.
Jonathan's
I do.
A weird
and
guy.
Not only chocolate, but caffeine for a woman's period. Caffeine, it's intolerant.
And caffeine
helps
also
with
helps
pain,
with a headache, too.
Yeah.
Even not just for women, but for men.
Yeah, caffeine. Starbucks just needs to have this whole period section where they serve nothing but mocha lattes and shit like that.
With the side of my doll.
With a 10-foot pole.
I just feel like saying keep my doll on chocolate ready is like, ugh, like almost sounds offensive.
But, I
well,
mean,
women
if you're
are
in pain,
offensive.
Then use it. just checking out our friends at PrepareWise.com. They've sent us PrepareWise. They've sent me a lot of stuff. We've tried
prepare
over
prepare our wives?
PrepareWise.
Oh.
PrepareWise. PrepareWise.
Oh.
They have a long-term storage chocolate milk mix.
That's potato Mike and
it's not my fault.
James
somebody can
might not even
today.
Make it out of this pot. Like, he may never hear from them again.
They'll hear the podcast.
So this stuff lasts for 10 to 15 years.
What lasts 10 to 15 years there?
This long-term storage chocolate milk mix, basically.
Oh, okay. Well, it's powdered. I mean, you should, especially if you have it in
get
something.
Get them to send you some.
Especially if you have
disgusting.
It in, like, something, you know, like a zipper vacuum sealed. That's the word I'm looking for, vacuum sealed.
That cocoa stuff that we have in our house, I would not want that during my period of time. Yeah, it's chocolate, but it's bitter.
Get yourself a vacuum sealer. It's good for anything that's like powdered like that.
You can add
Glenn Tate, the author, he used it for pancake mix because his son loved pancakes. But no matter what you do, people, do not use the plastic vacuum sealer on the babies.
No.
You cannot
put the babies in the plastic.
That's been used now, y'all.
They're never going to stop.
Yeah, not just that, but if your significant other female has a, like, just a love food, vacuum seal and store some of those. Like, get, like, a 5-gallon bucket and, like, put in Mylar, put like, a Mylar bag liner in there and put in some Oreos or something. Like,
Oreos.
Whatever their food is, like, just store some of that long term. And
Of the time, I'd rather eat snacks than a meal.
Yeah, and just like, you know, one, they're easy.
As
two,
do most Americans.
They're
just why we're the second fattest country on the planet.
Bad snacks. It could be healthy snacks.
You know, Mexico's actually ahead of us in fatness.
I just prefer snacks.
That's crazy.
I love me some meat.
Probably because everything they have has tortillas in it.
Yeah, those are good. Talk about meat sticks, even for the women, she said.
Yeah. I mean,
we miss taco night again.
We always miss taco night.
We're supposed to have taco night every Wednesday, but the last couple of Wednesdays, it's just been fucking nuts.
Yeah. Pregnancy and birth control. Fun times. Fun times.
I feel like pregnancy, birth control, contraceptives, and birth are the most important things you should think about for shit hit the fan.
And most of that is probably outside the scope of this podcast. Like, just talking about birth, giving birth, could be an entire episode. Like, we can't... I can give you some ideas, but it's... finding a midwife local during the shit of the fan.
Spread
be
them
best.
Legs, lady. Let's see that vagina.
Yeah. Condoms are cheap, though. And, like, the shelf life on most condoms is, like, 10 years.
Cheap? Hell. You go to the right doctor's office and they're free.
And go to the health
that's
department
true.
And just go get bags of them and store them.
Yeah, so that's...
Or I mean, wait till they leave the room and just start raiding the drawers like
what?
I do.
What are their shelf lives?
Some of them are like 10 years.
How long does anybody...
Condoms do have expiration dates.
What?
You can use them for other purposes, too.
Yeah, condoms are good to have in your bug-out bag.
Condoms are good for
storing water.
Storing water.
Does anybody know how
if you've ever seen a Steven Seagal movie, you can use them to make a bomb with.
Yeah.
MacGyver probably can, too. Does anybody know how long contraceptives would last? How long they would store? I mean, no.
Usually until the end of the session.
I mean, birth control pills specifically.
I mean, most pills have a pretty long shelf life, so I would say if you stocked up on birth, which would be expensive, but if your insurance covered them or you can get them, you know, off of the black web or whatever, the dark web, then maybe you need to stock up. And I would kind of go
the
with, like, those
web?
Things first. Like, you would use your contraceptives first and then move to condoms because they're not going to expire the same way.
A lot of women can't use birth control pills, though. Make sure you have what you can use.
Right. Whatever you... I'm going to jump to IUDs now. I would not suggest...
Explosive devices?
No. I would not suggest getting that done before the shit hits the fan. Or if... Okay, so we're pretty informed as preppers. If we see that something's coming, we usually have like some leeway time before the masses realize it's coming. I would suggest getting that out so you don't have it in you. Because you have to have it removed professionally. I found some YouTube videos and some forums talking about, inserting your own IUD.
Well, with a pair of fucking
like
needle-nose pliers and a prayer?
And then DIY removing it. And I don't suggest you do either of these. Like
DIY to remove your IUD, you guys.
We highly suggest you don't do any of that.
Unless it's an emergency. Mm-hmm. Unless the shit hits the fan and then you just have to remove it, I would say you just need to...
I have an IUD, and my gynecologist had a hard time getting it out once.
Yeah,
they're trained for that.
Yeah, I highly recommend you do not even look into this. And maybe if you have to, just store this information just...
Every person I've ever known that actually had an IUD had a bad experience with it. I'm not saying that that's the total, that everybody's going to have a bad experience, but just, I mean... Literally, I've known 3 different women to have IUDs. All 3 of them had a bad experience with it.
I currently have an IUD.
Yeah. And your gynecologist can't find it.
In the past, you had issues with them. I mean...
I have issues anyway.
Yeah. Mine went through my uterine wall, so that's why I don't like them.
But I would say I've used one successfully for 10 years now, though.
Not the same one.
It's now it takes it out once a month, boils it, puts it right back in there.
Every 35 years. Yep. So that's something I would have to think about, whether or not I need to put a new one back in or not. Not myself.
Yeah. I got this. I have my Leatherman wave over here.
No.
You know, I gotta, we'll just knock you out.
I got to give it to women. There's all this, these things that, you know, for women that can get just get lost up in there. Yeah. IUDs, tampons. Yeah. I mean,
condoms,
I am so glad to be a man sometime. I mean,
that's the only thing we have to worry about is gerbils.
Yeah, see, women. Oh, God. See, that's the thing. With women, I mean, you could actually lose, like, a contraceptive or a Today sponge up there or something like that.
Yeah.
Men never have, you know, you never have to worry about your condom getting sucked up your pee hole.
No.
You never have to, oh, shit, honey, it's gone. Give me a pipe cleaner. No, you know, that just doesn't happen.
No. I mean, I have broken ripped condoms because they're shitty.
Haven't.
Shut up. But I've never, like, been afraid that, like, oh, I broke one and it got sucked up in my urethra. Like, we're going to have to go to the doctor to remove this thing now from my pee-pee hole.
boing,
you know
boing,
what?
Boing.
My personal favorite method?
Pull out.
Is the pull-out method. It's good enough for the Catholic Church for the past, what, 2,000 years? It's good enough for now.
Just don't get lazy about it.
That's how you're going to get babies and have to do.
Yeah, that's like the most common way of accidental pregnancy is the pull-out method.
Well, that's just because men are like...
Well, that's because men actually...
It's just
men pre-ejaculate, and in that pre-ejaculate are some sperm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Although studies are finding that men's sperm rate is falling drastically low, so we're just going to stop, I mean, having babies anyway, so...
And we can quit putting them in the plastic.
Yeah. And I think we talked about finding a local midwife that, like...
Call the midwife.
Having
get some British guy.
Do I have it pulled up here? Where's that?
What are you pulling on over
there?
We're
just going to go kidnap a midwife and a paramedic.
Yeah, I don't... You know what? I'm not even going to... Like, I was going to kind of read some stuff about, you know, home birthing, but the scope is so big, I'm not even going to talk about it, because it'd be like the entire rest of the show, plus some.
Keep in mind, women used to have babies without doctors all the time back in the olden days.
But women used to die all the time.
And in New York City, usually in the backs of cabs.
Yeah. I mean, there is...
Well, everybody dies.
Like what? Nikki?
Except me, I'm immortal.
She said... Live childbirth isn't anything like it is on TV, which is right. It's not. It is. It can be dangerous.
Yeah.
Especially if you have have a baby.
I don't
in the
even
back
trust fucking. I don't even trust a lot of midwives. Midwife damn near killed my wife.
Yeah.
You had a midwife?
Yeah, on both of mine.
Yeah, when she went to break her water, she like jabbed her where she shouldn't, and she started gushing blood.
Oh,
that's. Bad.
And then they tried to blame it on her. Oh, you're just not dilating. We're going to have to do the cesarean. Yeah, she's not. Yeah, whatever. Bitch fucked shit up in there.
Like many things, finding a proper midwife is...
I can't remember her name, but if you live in Dixon County and you have a midwife that has some kind of weird growth on her face, go to her.
She can't do it anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she lost her license.
Midwifey license?
Yeah. So, oh, good.
But you don't want to talk about this a lot because you talk about another time or something?
It's such a big, huge... like concept that I would rather bring on like an actual great midwife and have them talk about it and make that the entire show. Like, but I was gonna say there are two books you can go download for free, by the way. One is called When There Is No Doctor, and it was written by people for like a sort of a field manual for, you know, like being a doctor in third world countries. Like, you know, when there's no doctor, like what can you do?
And the other one is Donna White's autobiography.
There's a female version, like when there is no female doctor or something. Both of these are available for free. You can download them. I would suggest either printing them out or, you know, backing them up on like, you know, a Kindle device or something. So there, our friends, the Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy, they have a book, and I'm pretty sure they cover giving birth in there. Highly recommend you put that book in your preps as well. Physical copy. I'd like that. I love the book, but I had to give it away for a contest, so
yes.
Damn me.
And another great book about the female process is Anne Rice's Memnock the Devil.
Ugh. No. So, yeast infections. I found some...
I can't believe that says to put
garlic
a piece of garlic and shove it up your hoo-ha.
Yeah.
That would be gross. Ugh, could you imagine? That stinks.
Garlic is a natural antifungal.
Garlic is
oh, God, honey, your cooter's got garlic breath. Yeah.
The universal and easiest method reported is to simply make a clove of garlic, peel it very carefully so as not to nick it.
And jam it up
and insert it into the vagina.
That's what I was going, oh my God, about while you were reading about the book.
Many sites recommend running a string of dental floss through the center of the clove using a needle and then tying the floss into a knot, allowing for easier removal. Sounds good to me. Most people state to insert the clove at night and remove it in the morning. That makes sense. Doing this for 1 to 3 days. Some sites state to do this every 3 to 5 hours. While this is widely claimed to be very effective, it is also noted to make a strong smell of garlic for several days.
Ew.
Which is probably still better than, like, yeast infection. Given the circumstances, you may not have an option.
A yeast infection garlic
may I speak
smell?
About goop for Ew. A minute?
I guess.
Tread carefully.
Yes, there's a website out there. I think it's goop.com. It's ran by Gwyneth Paltrow. And they, like...
You're not talking about actual goop.
No, they have... No, that's her thing. Gwyneth Paltrow has this thing called goop. And basically, they like to shove these rocks up their twats.
What?
I don't know. It's some kind of spiritual thing or something
weird.
Cleansing. I'm not sure. But don't do it. It can send you into toxic shock. Yeah, that is all.
There's a lady...
Especially if the rocks are painted.
That knits with her crotch.
Oh, God.
And you've heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard
And she sells the stuff. And sometimes she even does it when she's on her period. So if you'd like to buy some nasty knitted thing with a period blood on it.
Oh, God.
Ew.
I used to have this cousin that she would take a glass eye with her to the gynecologist's office.
What?
Well, she had, I don't know where she got the glass eye, but she would shove it up her cooter. That way when he did the inspection, something would look back. She scared the shit out of him.
You're making stuff up.
Next is boric acid. Fill a size 0 or double 0 gelatin capsule with boric acid. Many sites recommend 600 milligrams. Insert the capsule before bedtime, 2 to 3 nights. I've read that vitamin E capsules can reduce irritation. Boric acid is a chemical substance with a mild antiseptic and antifungal properties. A small Italian study examined the effectiveness of the topical treatment with boric acid compared to oral treatment. With the antifungal drug.
Wait, you can't treat a yeast infection orally?
With drugs.
Ew.
They take pills for it, I guess. Like they use the drug itraconazole sporanox in 22 women with a recurrent yeast infection. The topical boric acid was found to be as effective as this unpronounceable drug. Blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, boric acid apparently would be a good thing to prep as a female because it seems to be as effective as prescription medication.
My butt hurts.
You want to prep something because you don't want to be out.
We're almost to the end of this episode.
With a yeast infection and not any way to get any kind of relief.
Yeah. Child care needs. We're going to kind of gloss over this because it seems like it could be a huge topic in and of itself, but women tend to be... Women tend to be the child caring ones, so they might need to prep things like one, kids would probably kids probably need some sort of storage battery power or something to entertain them. Like if you had a battery backup thing to keep their devices charged so that you're not having to deal with them yell and scream when, you know, the power goes out or shit. Like basically if you had the power go out, you know, and your kids are freaking out because, oh my God, the power's out, it's dark in here, I'm scared, Mom, what's going on? And you have battery backup so you can keep their tablets charged and be like, oh, just play your tablet, play your game. Or like when the power went out here recently and I was able to just use my inverter to plug my internet back up and get on the internet, like if the power's out and they're freaking out and they're like, here, go watch YouTube videos, bam. You know, like that's less freaking out right there.
That wouldn't be something to do for long term, though. I wouldn't want to fuck with trying to keep something charged if we didn't have power.
No.
Board games, you always say?
Board games, yeah.
Books. We read books to our kids when the power's out.
Yeah, we do. Every time the power goes out, I set the kids down and start reading until the power comes back on.
If shit hits the fan, I'm not even taking a tablet. I'm going to act like we forgot it on purpose.
Smash it like that bitch and preacher.
I'm not going to have to worry
about it. Now you share it.
That's what the whole entire thing would be about, was keeping that fucking tablet charged. I'd blow it up.
Children,
I'd let you shoot it.
On their age. Whatever your age of your child is at that time, that's what you need to prepare for.
That's true.
Ours are older, so we're thinking about stuff to entertain them. But if we had babies, we need to make sure we have plenty of diapers and formula.
Oh, yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Children of all ages.
But you can breastfeed.
Even when they're 17 or older, you still have to worry about them because they're not adult by then.
Right.
And nowadays, kids, even at 17, they act like more like a 5-year-old than anything now.
And like, once again, like with comfort foods, like we talked about, like if you had like a storage bucket, you know, Mylar container stored long term, and you had Pop Tarts in there, like they're freaking out, you know, like here, have a Pop Tart, you know, just go about it.
My kid would freak out because he couldn't have cereal. We'd have to freaking have a cow.
Dehydrated milk. Like milk powdered. Like seriously, you just have like a bucket that has cereal.
I've been wanting to try it with the kids. Like I want to secretly go get the powdered just milk put it in a jug.
Same as Otami powder milk? Because we used to have that when we were poor when I was a kid, didn't you?
Yeah, like the when we were kids, welfare was different. Like they didn't give you food stamps. Like you went to this place in East Nashville that gave you like a box of shit. Like you got your government cheese, you got your powdered milk.
I miss the government cheese.
Yeah,
I love the government cheese.
But that powdered milk was nasty.
We ate it. I mean,
I would if I had to.
Yeah. You know, comfort foods, that's one thing.
Ramen noodles. I have to stock up on ramen noodles.
Get out of here.
I'm not using that one again.
I didn't hear that.
That was horrible.
So, yeah. Lastly, we're actually making good time. 45 minutes. Being armed. Women... you tend to be a bit smaller than men. You tend to be not as strong as, comparatively, like if you compared every man on the human planet, every man on the planet to every woman, generally, we tend to be stronger. So avoiding being raped, attacked, and killed in a shitted fan, you need an equalizer. You need a way to protect yourself over brute strength. Like, yes, working out can help. Yes, being trained to fight can help. But, okay, so... if you took like the prime example of a female fighter, if you took Ronda Rousey and put her against Mike Tyson, it's gonna be like Mike punching like a fourth grader. Like, take that, you little poop! You will eat the white dog poop. You will eat the white dog poop! It's gonna be like, okay, she is a great fighter. She could take me, she could take, like, if me and Mike tried to gang Ronda Rousey, we would have like, we'd be in the hospital. She would beat the fuck out of us.
I hate that freaking marshmallow.
Yeah.
Mace would be a good thing to keep on hand.
Exactly.
That's actually down.
And, you know, if you can't find mace, and you're in the shit hit the fan kind of thing.
Pepper and water?
If you get...
is that what you're going to say?
Can, and our, like, Raid, the bug spray that you use for wasp and stuff, you're not going to care if you hurt these
spray.
Fuckers.
Wasp spray will fuck someone up.
And it shoots
up.
As far distance. So
hell, hairspray in the eyes will fuck someone up.
You can do an aerosol and light it with the... make a blowtorch.
Oh, yeah. Can of hairspray
and
a lighter?
You did in the
hell
80s,
yeah.
If you didn't have that.
For us women, we want to keep the person as far away from us or whoever's trying to hurt us as far away from us as we can until we have to get really on one-on-one combat.
Right.
That's a really good point.
The easiest way is to keep them
I highly recommend
being armed, but you need to be know-how.
Less than lethal options. Like, not always. Like, I highly suggest that women should get their concealed carry permits and be proficient in the use. Because, okay, so I would say between 1% and 5% of men are just fucking scum, and they're the rapists. And all the laws and all the regulations aren't going to make shit. If every time a woman is about to get raped and she blows his head off, that 5% of men that are scum are going to be like, all right, well, if I rape a girl, I'm going to get my head blown off. Like, it's, you know, like, laws won't help that. But if you mandate women to learn how to use a fire, well, I don't want to talk about mandate. If more women did get their concealed carry permit and become very proficient in it, that would solve it. And during a shit at the fan... you need to learn how to use that weapon. Like, that's your equalizer. Like, man raping you, bam, he's dead. And, you know, no one wants to make light of just murdering someone. But between...
I'm on a rampage!
Between being raped and killed and killing someone, the gun is more... like, you need to do that.
I would want to be able to defend myself.
Yeah.
I couldn't
other than
right
guns,
now, probably.
Other than guns, knives... us women need to learn to start carrying pocket
knives. I have
knives.
A knife.
Yeah.
James gave me one for Christmas. It's pink.
I just gave you one recently.
I have a key knife. I love it. It looks like a little key. It's on my keychain. So when I'm walking by myself, I have
it. I have an idea. All the guys are always showing all these knives on the punk group. Let's have the ladies show us your knife.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's do that. Show us your knives, guys.
knives. I'm a fan of tasers as well. Especially the high end, more expensive, not like, but the ones like the police that shoot the prongs out. So you can be like 10 to 15 feet away and drop someone. Yeah. And then you have time to run.
Oh, my God. I don't know if you guys remember this, but years and years ago, there used to be this infomercial where they were selling basically a keychain version of a stun gun.
Yeah.
You know, where
yeah.
Yeah. They had to pull those from the market. People kept accidentally reaching into their pockets and zapping themselves.
I thought you were going to say people were playing with them too much and hurt themselves.
No, people would reach into their damn pockets and like James did that time he was fucking around with the insides of the disposable camera.
Yeah.
I watched him stun himself unconscious with his eyes open.
Yeah.
Really?
Everybody, yeah. With a big rictus grin on his face like the Joker just slipped him a Mickey.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So I myself am going to go take the firearms class here in Dixon.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to be taking a CPR class. Me and my best friend, we're going
to class is a really good thing to do.
Yeah.
We're going to go take a couple of classes. And that way we can be more prepared.
I'm going to let my boyfriend teach me about guns.
Hell yeah. Then we're going to shoot guns later.
Well, see, my best friend carries one. She carries one all the time.
Hey, wicked robot.
Yeah. So that's, I think that's about the end of the list.
You guys can't see, but me and Mike are wearing the same shirt today.
Yeah, somehow by accident, we both ended up wearing our Loot Crate Negan
French
Slugger.
Matt French has one, too.
Negan Slugger t-shirts.
Matt French, are you wearing your shirt today, too?
He better be wearing his
shirt.
Oh, my
God, I totally am. Yeah. Women, do you have anything to add? Do you have any last-minute thoughts on the show?
Broads, what can you say?
I have talked a lot about everything all through out this, but Andrea hasn't said a lot. Do you have something you want to talk about?
Oh, X card on me.
No.
Mike's been super quiet.
Mike's been quiet playing with his stupid phone making stupid sounds.
You haven't said hardly anything. They're going to think you weren't even here.
What can I say? I don't know jack shit about
That's
blogs.
Not
you
true.
Just make up funny stories.
You have a daughter. You've been married for how long?
Okay.
You know probably more than James does about women.
And I still...
No offense, honey. Everybody got so quiet.
Women have periods. Then you feed them chocolate until they stop throwing shit at you.
Who was that on the group that said chocolate, brought up chocolate? It was some guy. Oh, I don't feel bad that I don't remember who you are right now.
Was it... I don't know. I don't actually know, yeah.
Well, if you're a woman...
We were going to give you a shout-out.
Yeah.
If you're a woman, you just need to go learn as much as you can because you cannot always depend on your spouse.
You don't need to.
You
don't need to depend. You need to be able to take care of yourself.
And that's, yeah. I mean, and that's including learning how to change your own tire, your oil. Even when the shit hits the fan, you're going to want to know how to jumpstart a car if you need to get away with your kids. You need to take that on your own hands and learn the stuff without having to be dependent on other people.
That's really good. You should, yeah.
Now, I totally agree with that. Every adult out there, first thing you need to prep for is yourself and your own personal needs. And if everybody did that, you wouldn't have to worry about everybody else.
Because what does everybody always say? You can't take care of other people unless you take care of yourself first.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
On that bombshell? No, not yet.
Almost. I guess I got one more thing to cover before we wrap up this episode.
Look at her prematurely ejaculating the ending of the episode.
Yeah. Serenity's prematurely ejaculating.
Okay.
Serenity? Will you marry me?
No. What?
Will you marry me, Serenity?
Are you joking?
It's for real, real.
It's not for real.
It's for real, real.
No, it isn't.
No.
The audience wants an answer.
He's serious. He's actually proposing to you right now.
No, put the phone down. No, you're not. This is a joke.
That's a ring.
That's a wedding band ring. Does that say something on it?
It's the one ring to rule them all.
Honey, you're not being serious.
I'm very serious.
He's serious, folks. I am witnessing... I can't tell you what I'm witnessing. This is awesome.
Are you being serious?
You
this
have to
what
answer.
You got in the mail when you wouldn't tell me about.
Yes.
Are you being... I don't want to be a joke
all night. All night I've had that in my head. So if he's being... I swear he's being serious.
I just don't want to say yes and you're not being serious.
He's being deadly serious.
I would never ask if I wasn't serious.
No, he's
never uttered those words before.
Say it again.
Will you marry me?
Yes.
Woo! Yeah!
Fuck yes! My best friend is now engaged, goddammit!
Are you serious?
Yes!
And on that bombshell...
It is time to end So For the Survival Punk Podcast. This is Couch Potato Mike.
This is James Sick One Burnett.
That is the... That is the future Mrs. Serenity Burnett. What? And over here is producer Mike's wife. And I just gotta say, if you're gonna propose to somebody, make sure you're on the same page. And probably don't do it on a podcast because it just totally confuses them.
No,
I had to do this on the podcast.
DIY for the honeymoon, use guys.
Use guys.
Use guys.